He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Bill is out today. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill. Bill is the president of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. And we're coming to you coast to coast from Boston to Beverly Hills and from Seattle all the way down to Miami, even out there in Hawaii. Glad to have you with us on this Friday the 13th in most markets where this show airs. Sometimes it flips over and goes into Monday, but today where we're broadcasting, it's Friday the 13th as we look at the luck of the market. It seems like the doggone market is just wanting to stay stinky and a little bit cranky here on this Friday morning as it finishes up. Really 6 weeks of gains, and now it tends to have a little bit of a cold here as November starts to bluster a little bit offshore. Looks like the Dow is down, it's at 17,323. NASDAQ's at 49,62, down a little bit, almost a full percent. S&P 500 at 20,033. And crude oil is doggone. It's down at $40.83 as of this morning. $40.83. That means that gas is going to be below about $1.75 a gallon in most markets across the United States. Of course, it's $1 a gallon more expensive here in San Diego. And gold is hovering around that 1082 mark, somewhere in that range. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill Gunderson here on this Friday the 13th in the market. Bill is sequestered. He's in the secret bunker, as Mark Levin likes to say. He's in the secret bunker. He is our leader here at Gunderson Capital Management, and he is sequestered in a quiet hole somewhere. In fact, I can see the block from the window of this studio office here. I can see the block where he's working on the newsletter for the Best Stocks Now newsletter that will come to the inboxes of all the faithful followers across the world. We have thousands and thousands of folks who subscribe to the Best Stocks Now newsletter, in which Bill pours out his heart and soul, kind of gets all of the cobwebs out of his noodle and puts them down on paper and gives folks the opportunity to not only get a recap on what's been happening in the market the previous week, but also kind of get his insight and wisdom and knowledge and prophecy as to what might be coming ahead in the week or two or three or several months to come. And I know he's been on a rant lately about time in the market. He's been pounding that lately because really, if you think about it, that's the key to successful investing, in Bill's opinion. That's the one key thing. If you looked at his newsletter a couple of weeks ago and then he followed up on it last Saturday, that's really the key. We have folks that have done very, very well with Gunderson Capital Management as a result of just going about their lives and letting Bill stir the soup. You know, there's an old saying: when there's too many cooks in the kitchen, you end up with a mess in the kitchen. And Bill's a pretty doggone good cook, and so it's a good opportunity to just kind of leave him alone for months or years and go play golf or go see your grandkids or go on a cruise or enjoy your life and quit worrying about the doggone stock market if you can, and let somebody else worry about it. Let the guy who is the master chef in our financial kitchen worry about your individual portfolios and 401ks and IRAs and trading accounts. Let him worry about it, and you get about your life, and then check in with him from time to time and say, "Hey, Bill, let's go get a burger or watch a ball game or go fishing together, and you worry about the stocks." And so that's really what he offers. Now, I'm sure that there are a ton of folks that subscribe to his newsletter that have one of these mega big box giant monster firms managing their account. Or maybe they do it themselves, or they have an uncle or a cousin or a best friend or somebody who's in the business, and so they manage it. Well, by getting the newsletter, it kind of gives you a little bit of a second opinion, a checkup, if you will, toward what's going on in their world. So let's suppose you have XYZ and company managing your 401k or your IRA or your individual brokerage account. Why not get the newsletter? Why not subscribe to the Best Stocks Now newsletter, in which you can see what Bill has to say about the market? You can look at what has been put together in your portfolio, and measure it against those things that that Bill sees fit for his best stocks now. So, if you want to subscribe to the newsletter, just go to GundersonCapital.com. If you go to GundersonCapital.com. One of the great big giant clicking buttons on the first page is going to be newsletter. And if you click on that, you can subscribe to it. And by tomorrow morning, you'll have this week's newsletter. That's how quick it works. Just give us your email address and the city from which you're calling or inquiring, and you'll get the newsletter in the inbox of your email account tomorrow morning. You know, it amazes me how folks will react so skittishly to the rest of the market, and really become followers. You know, in the morning when my kids go off to school, I give them some advice. I say, and this this is advice that I tend to live by. At least as a father. And I tell them, I say, be a leader and not a follower. And remember who you are and keep all the rules. And life goes better. And they're reminded of those little nuggets of wisdom every single morning before they head off to school. And yet I see people act like sheep in a lot of situations. Very, very rarely do we have a wise shepherd in whatever area of life that you happen to be involved with. Very, very rarely do we have a shepherd that can shepherd the sheep. And Bill's one of those guys. He's one of those guys that can kind of bring the worried sheep together and save them from the financial wolves that are out there. And let's face it, there are a lot of wolves that would tend to not have the best interest of their clients in mind, whereas they may not be fiduciaries, they may not be 100% ethical folks. They're just interested in whatever commission or whatever fee or whatever financial gain they can have, and not necessarily their clients. And so those wolves tend to prey upon the sheep that are out there in the investment and financial world. And it's good to know that there are guys like Bill out there in the market who can scare the sheep, or who can scare the wolves away and take care of the sheep a little more effectively in the financial market. And so I would encourage you, as a guy who knows Bill personally outside of business, who knows his ethics and who knows of his heart, to listen to what he has scribbled down or typed down in his newsletter. Listen to what I call his financial scripture. Read what he has to say every day regarding the market. You can do that through his newsletter. Of course, many people listen to his radio show, but you can do that through his newsletter or his app, and you can get all those things through GundersonCapital.com. So go to GundersonCapital.com, click on the newsletter, subscribe to the newsletter, and you will soon be hearing wisdom from the shepherd. You'll be able to find out what solid advice comes from the mind of Bill Gunderson. Now, there's some there's other stuff that comes from the mind of Bill Gunderson, but I'll tell you, when it comes to financial advice, he's pretty doggone solid. When we get back, I think we're going to be joined by the young gun, Stephen Gunderson himself, and we'll talk more. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the way to prosper in times of turmoil? Or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's nice to know that Bill is at the helm, steering around financial storms and maybe even profiting during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will look at your current positions and rechart a course that just may keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner who doesn't even know your name. There is almost always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give him a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill as he gets ready for the weekend by typing up the newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter that'll come to the inboxes of the faithful followers all over the world, thousands and thousands. And one of the faithful followers of Bill Gunderson is Bill Gunderson's son, Stephen Gunderson. And we have Stephen in the studio this morning. Welcome this morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Rob.
It now becomes the Sanford and Son of a Gun Radio Hour with with semi-professional money manager Stephen Gunderson. Are you still at the AAA level?
Yeah, that's right. I'm waiting to get called up.
I'm waiting to get called up to the big leagues of Gunderson Capital. And I'm just the bat boy here. I'm the guy that cleans up the dugout after all you guys. And I'll tell you what, Stephen, the market has seen a really nice 6 week growth period over the last 6 weeks, kind of recovering from that gobbledygook in the early fall. And then the last couple of days, I think some people are taking some profits and getting ready for Thanksgiving. A couple of stocks that I was going to talk about here in this second quarter are Nordstrom and El Pollo Loco. Now, not to be negative on the market, but these are a couple that have fallen off the cliff in the last day or two, I think because of earnings reports and things like that. Do you ever shop at Nordstrom?
Not that often. My wife loved Nordstrom, though. She swears by that place.
It's crazy, isn't it? You know, yeah. Nordstrom is the pinnacle of customer service in retail.
Oh, absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned. I mean, their people are knowledgeable. They're friendly. They are accommodating. You can take in the most used, beat-up, worn-out pair of shoes, handbag, shirt, or pair of jeans on earth, and Nordstrom will do what? What will they do?
They'll return it.
They'll return it. They'll take it back.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. I don't know how you function that way.
They will take anything back. If they sold it 5 years ago and you're not happy with it, I don't care if you have a receipt or not, Nordstrom is famous for taking it back. Now, why in the world would Nordstrom be down 15 points today? Why are they down 15%? What are your thoughts on that?
Gosh, they reported earnings this morning, right? Or last night?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did, and they missed.
So they missed a little bit, and people start freaking out. You know, it's been happening more recently than it used to, that when someone misses earnings or makes earnings, the stock gets a lot more volatile the next day than I ever remember it being. I don't know if it's now because of the social media, everything's so instant phase of our time, but like it used to be when someone missed earnings, okay, it'd be down 2 or 3%, but now, you know, with some stocks, they could go down 30% in one day.
Well, look at Nordstrom, 15% overnight. 15% overnight. That's crazy.
And that's obviously, anyone who owns it is waking up frustrated because they're like, well, it didn't even miss by that much, and here I am stuck with a stock that's down 15%. And their first reaction is, I got to sell it.
That's it.
Even though they've done their research, they love the stock, they love the company, they're just freaking out because, quite frankly, everyone else is freaking out. And it's usually not 100% called for to have this big sell-off, because think about it, a company reports 4 times a year.
Right.
I mean, that's a 90-day period every time. I mean, that you got to look long-term with these investments. You can't be every 90 days selling a stock just because it missed earnings or buying a stock because it hit earnings. You got to look at a five-year picture here. And I know it's hard when one day it's down 15%, but gosh, yeah, that's just a tough pill to swallow when you wake up. I know.
See it regularly. We see it regularly in this business. And then what I was talking about in the last quarter is that people tend to be sheep. And when one sheep goes over the cliff, they all follow the other one, and they all go over the cliff. And it's like, folks, come on, you know, be a little bit self-thinker here, and Nordstrom is no different than it was yesterday. Still great products, still beautiful stores, still great customer service, great customer policies. No different yesterday than today, and yet people are running for the hills and screaming craziness over maybe missing earnings by a teeny tiny bit. It's crazy. It's just a crazy reactionary knee-jerk reaction to just gobbledygook stuff that doesn't matter. It's just crazy. So it frustrates the heck out of me to watch how people react to little tiny. And I think you're right. I think the doggone immediacy of social media and what I like to call anti-social media, the immediacy of information causes people to just run around like crazy people in circles.
Well, totally. Yeah. I mean, it's so instant. I mean, they report earnings. Seconds later, you find out that, I don't know, JP Morgan is selling their Nordstrom because they missed earnings. Well, then people see that on Twitter or on CNBC.com or anywhere on the news, and they're like, oh my gosh, they're selling it. I got to sell it too. I got to beat everyone else.
And it tumbles more.
So it's just this big chain reaction.
Right, right.
It's pretty crazy, and definitely wasn't this way, at least even when I started in this business, 6 years ago, it wasn't this way.
Right, and imagine when your dad began this business decades ago.
Oh, yeah.
When,
you wouldn't know until the next quarter that someone
right,
sold it.
Right, exactly. You'd have no idea. Maybe somebody would send a letter. You'd get it a few days later, or you'd read it in the Wall Street Journal 2 or 3 days later.
You'd check your monthly statement.
Exactly, exactly. And now, holy moly. And I'm looking at another stock that did almost exactly the same thing as Nordstrom and fell like that, and that's El Pollo Loco. El Pollo Loco is coast to coast. You go any city in America, and you can find an El Pollo Loco. And what is that? The crazy chicken? Is that what it is?
That's right. The crazy chicken.
I
didn't even know El Pollo Loco was a stock, to be honest with you, until this morning.
Oh, really?
I mean, I thought it would be a part of like a bigger brand, how like KFC and Taco Bell are part of Yum.
Yeah, and it rolled off 15% along with Nordstrom. And to tell you the truth, I think they got better food than Chipotle.
No.
Oh, come on. That's now. Are we gonna get into a battle about Mexican food? Freshly grilled chicken on the grill in there. I'll tell you what, El Pollo Loco is pretty doggone good.
It's not bad for drive-thru.
Yeah. Well, come on now. It's pretty. You can go sit down in an El Pollo Loco.
It's also a drive-through.
Yeah,
so it's not
like
bad
the,
for a.
I don't like the bones in the chicken. Bones in the chicken are no good. When we've got the technology to take bones out of chicken, why not take the doggone bones out?
All right. I don't know.
When we get back in the second half of the show, I got a couple other really cool things to talk about. Thankfully, I've got Stephen with me. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson in for Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Man, I love that bumper music. Good job, Ken, out there in Texas. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, joined by Stephen Gunderson. This is the Sanford
Gunderson
and Son
Management
of a Gunderson Radio Hour, filling in for Bill as he works feverishly and diligently on the newsletter that'll come out into the inboxes of the faithful followers all over the world tomorrow. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Typically, we give away a four-week kind of mini subscription to the newsletter. Anybody who requests that, you can go online and you can get the Best Stocks Now newsletter by subscribing at GundersonCapital.com. But we're going to give away a 90-day, a three-month subscription to the newsletter to anyone who would like to – well, not to anyone. I'll tell you what. If we use your question on the air, we will give you a 90-day subscription to the newsletter. And here's – there's two ways you can do it. Number one, you can text us at 619-995-2628. Again, 619-995, and that spells BOAT, 619-995-2628. You can text us if you have a smartphone or happen to know how to text on one of those silly flip phones. Or
that goes directly to Rob's personal cell phone. So if you just want to say hi to him in the middle of the night.
Yeah, middle of the night, in a different market, whenever this is playing, go ahead.
Feel free to give him a call.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. And here is Stephen's personal email address. You can email Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Stephen with a P-H, at GundersonCapital.com. Stephen at GundersonCapital.com. And if you have a question that you don't want to blow up my phone with, you can send it to Rob at GundersonCapital.com. But right now on the air, if you want to ask a question, send it to Stephen at GundersonCapital.com or text us at 619-995-2628. And if we use your question on the air, either this week or we'll even hand it off to Bill next week, we'll give you a 90-day subscription to the newsletter free. That's pretty doggone good deal, I think.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's a $60 value right there.
Now, who's paying for it? Are you paying for it?
Well, this was your idea, so.
It's my idea. I got to get my credit card out. Hey, what do you think of the runny-nosed babies that are protesting at colleges all over the country, Stephen? Give me your opinion on that.
Oh, great. Getting into this, huh?
Come on now. I got to hear how you think that these folks are going to grow up and be solid citizens and investors and financial contributors to the market when they can't even get through school without wanting free stuff.
Well, you know what? I want a free house on the beach, and I want the government to pay for it.
Isn't it amazing?
Why should I have to? Why should I have to? You know, risk my own money to buy a house on the beach? No way. Give it to me, please.
It's really amazing to me. This is the generation that has been raised by entitlements.
Don't let me into that. Come on.
You're a notch past it. You're not college age anymore. I'm talking about 18, 19, 20-year-olds that think everything should be given to them. How about these folks that are saying, we want all student debt forgiven? Everything. We want free college. We want 40 acres and a mule. We want a log cabin in the mountains and give us, by the way, a new Range Rover SUV to go with it. It's the everybody gets a trophy mentality.
It's hard to understand. I personally cannot understand why they would think this way. It just doesn't make sense, right? I mean,
the entitlement generation.
If you have debt, I don't know. Like, why do you expect someone else to pick up your tab? I don't get that. I don't get that mentality.
It's laziness. It's watching their parents. It's watching the government. It's watching many programs, social programs, hand out stuff for free for way too long, and they think that everything should be free. Boy, I'll tell you what. If they could go back just 50 years, let alone 70 or 80, back into the World War II generation and see how hard their grandparents and great-grandparents worked to provide for them the country that we have today, I don't even know if they'd be ashamed, but enlightened. They would be enlightened as to what it takes to build a country. And you can't do it free. You can't do it on entitlements. You can't do it on taxing folks who have worked their entire lives and taking all of their money to pay for the snot-nosed, bratty little kids that think that everything should be free. Drives me stinking crazy nuts.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a picture on Instagram that was like, I don't know, a top post. It was trending. I don't know if you know what that means.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
There was a picture of a group of people protesting at a school, and you know, one of them was wearing a shirt, and all it said was "tax the rich." As if that's gonna solve every problem in America. I mean, sure, that would be great if that solved every problem in America, but it's just not going to. And it's like these kids don't realize how much money we actually have in debt as a country. Like, we can't just keep printing money. It's going to be fake money pretty soon if it's not already, right?
And what is the rich? People who make over $250,000 a year, or the 1%ers?
Well, those kids think the rich are people who make over couple million dollars a year, which it's not technically. You know, it is anyone who makes over even $100,000. You're considered rich.
Well, let's think about this for a second. Let's suppose that we just tax the heck out of, and they're already paying up to 50% in many instances once you get done with state and local taxes, and when you get finished with all of the all of the deductions and things that have to go apart or be a part of running and owning a business. But those folks are contributing to the economy. Like, let's just say we tax somebody's business completely out from under them, to where they're just wearing nothing but newspaper and sitting on the street naked. They have nothing left. Well, where do all the products and all the jobs and all the productivity and all of the things that they make and the contribution to society that these big corporations make? What happens then when all those jobs go away? When all of the productivity, when they get out of their free college and they don't have any college debt, where are they going to work? Are they going to work for the government?
No, they're going to work for a minimum wage job that now pays $15 an hour.
Oh,
Rob.
Yeah, don't even get me started on that. Oh my goodness.
Well, it's not only that plan of taxing the rich, but then it's, well, you got to trust the government to spend the money correctly.
That's the hardest part. That's it. And you know what? This is what drives me nuts. The federal government wants to create a nanny society. Why? So that they're dependent on the government. So that they have to go to work for the government. So that they can control the vote and stay in power. Drives me crazy. And I know we're not supposed to get political. However, it affects business. It affects business like nothing else. I'm telling you, when we look at our stock market, when we look at our individual 401ks and our IRAs and our investments and our businesses and how hard we work, nothing affects it worse than a corrupt government and a nanny society from kids who want stuff for free and have no responsibility whatsoever. Makes me crazy. Man, I'm fired up.
Yeah, you got to take it down a notch there.
Okay.
You know what?
Right, let's talk about chicken.
Well, no, I was watching the other day. My wife watches the Ellen DeGeneres show. And I will say, I do enjoy that show. She's really funny, and it's a great show. And she was interviewing Bernie Sanders like a month ago.
Okay.
And she's flat out asked him, look, I'm paying 50% in taxes. Are you telling me you want me to pay more than 50%? And I waited for a good answer to that, and he didn't have one. He avoided the question completely. And I thought it was a great – I know Ellen probably agrees mostly with, you know, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. But at the same time, she's trying to be a reporter. I don't know, journalist. I don't – maybe she's not. But that was a good question, I thought.
Sure,
like,
sure.
Look, that's, hey, I'm getting
I'm surprised
killed over
that she
here.
Would even ask it.
Yeah, me too. And I was intrigued, and I didn't hear – a solid answer at all. It was just like, oh, well, you know, we just got to, you know, give people things and it'll make everyone happier.
Well, how do you pay for it?
I don't get it.
Oh, my goodness. Makes me crazy. And, you know, you think about all of the perceived social injustices, all of the imagined social injustices. Well, get out there, doggone it. Work hard. Earn a living. Make some money, invest in the market, be productive, become part of the productive portion of society, and change the world that way. Become a productive citizen instead of a gimme, gimme, gimme person. Ugh, I'm going to have a heart attack this morning. I'll tell you what, when we get back, I got one other thing to talk about, and then we'll take it down a notch. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson in for Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the way to prosper in times of turmoil? Or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's nice to know that Bill is at the helm, steering around financial storms and maybe even profiting during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will look at your current positions and rechart a course that just may keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner who doesn't even know your name. There is almost always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give him a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill as he works on the newsletter, along with Stephen Gunderson. So you now have the Son of a Gunderson Radio Hour, the Sanford and Son Radio Hour here on the Best Stocks Now radio program from coast to coast. I'm glad Ken out there in Texas played that nice, smooth bumper music coming back.
I was going to say, yeah.
Calm me down a little bit. Bring the blood pressure down just a little bit so we can calm down and talk about the financial markets here in this last quarter. I've received a couple of texts, but more just saying, hey, good job. We believe in what you're saying. So I'm glad to hear. I'm glad to hear that some folks, at least in this audience, I tend to believe that the folks that listen to Bill, that listen to your dad, they probably are hardworking, conservative, traditional Americans that believe in American values and hard work ethic. I tend to believe that that's most of our audience from coast to coast. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but you probably just offended like three people.
Well, you know, 3 out of 3 million, that's not too bad. But, you know, it's funny because the three are who we're going to hear from, you know. And We never hear from the 3 million who say, man, I appreciate the message.
Well, I hope we do hear from them.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, if you think like we think, if you'd like to get on board and be a productive member of society and really believe in traditional American values and hard work and work ethic and honor and uprightedness, I think it's a good opportunity for you to hitch your wagon to Bill and listen to what he has to say with regard to the financial markets from coast to coast and all over the world. And Stephen, tell the folks how they can learn all things Gunderson. Aside from being his son and growing up with him, tell everyone how they can have a daily and weekly contact with the master himself. How do they do it?
Well, we have our weekly newsletter that goes out every Saturday afternoon-ish.
Sometimes morning,
yeah, if he gets working on it Thursday night, but I don't know if he did last night. So anyways, yeah, you can sign up for our newsletter online at GundersonCapital.com. You can also download our app, which is the Best Stocks Now app in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store.
Now, we haven't talked about the app at all during the show, so tell folks what the app is and how it differs from the newsletter.
So the app is, we don't really send out much contact through the regular app that we have. It's more just for following stocks that you own or stocks that you follow and what grades they get. And that updates daily. You can see if they have a good value grade, if they have a good performance grade, all that good stuff. We also have a premium version of that, which is, you know, it's a little pricey. It's $89.99 per month, but you get Bill's live trading push notifications.
So as he sits here in the mad laboratory trading, buying, selling, folks that have that premium edition can actually see what he does in real time.
Exactly. And
every day
they get it at their phone, and in case they're not by their phone or they missed the push notification or whatever, it also goes to your email. So you got two ways to check it.
Okay, so they can get the newsletter for the weekly updates and the weekly kind of what I call Bill's financial scripture, and then the daily information they can get on the app. And that app is free unless you want the premium edition, correct? Now, how do they get the app?
So they just go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, search Best Stocks Now, and you can install it for free.
Okay. All right. Now, if they don't have a smartphone, they can also get all of those stock rankings and all of the information that Bill puts out and ranks his stocks A, B, C, D, etc. They can get those how? if they just have a computer, is what I'm trying to get to.
We also have a web version, and the address is beststocksnowapp.com.
Okay, so that would be an end around. If they don't have a smartphone, they can just go on their computer and go to beststocksnowapp.com. Shoot, if you don't even have a computer, go down to a public library or a place that rents computers, like a UPS store or someplace like that, and you could follow that information on a daily basis at beststocksnowapp.com. And then lastly, folks would like to listen to the radio broadcast, and maybe they're not driving at that particular time, or maybe they are working, or they can't catch the show live in their particular market. How do folks listen to the radio show without listening to it live on the air?
So on our website, GundersonCapital.com, we have a tab called Radio Show Archives.
Okay.
And we archive every show we've ever done, I think. I mean, it goes back pretty far.
It goes back a long way.
And we also have videos of each segment if you're interested in watching the videos. And we also have the whole hour-long, just audio-only version up there.
So now, we've got a guy named Ed. He's Super Ed here. And Ed magically puts these show archives, up on the website. Usually 30 or 40 minutes, certainly within a couple of hours after the most recent show airs. So by 9 or 10 o'clock Pacific time, you could go on and I don't know why you'd want to, but you could go listen to this show again. You could hear us twice in one day. Or
yeah,
if you want
to
hear
that.
What Bill said yesterday or the day before, if you would like to catch it. Oh, later this evening as you're drifting off to La La Land, you can listen to the Bill Gunderson Best Stocks Now Radio Hour and hear the latest of what he has to say on a daily basis. So really, there's three ways. You've got the newsletter, which you get weekly. You've got the app, which you can check in with anytime you want to, hourly, minute by minute, or however you want to do that. And then you've got the daily radio show that you can listen to anytime you want to at GundersonCapital.com. That's a pretty doggone thorough way.
There is one more way, actually.
Oh, no. There's not another way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bill is also very active on Twitter and stock tweets.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is. You know, and
yeah,
I've
so
even,
his...
this is kind of like the guessing game. I thought of another way. But tell us about Twitter and stock tweets.
All right. So his username is just Bill Gunderson. And he tweets all sorts of stuff throughout the day.
Yes, he does.
He'll tweet about just charts he's going through that look good and, you know, what he's angry about or happy about.
Perfect. And finally, if you want to talk to us in person, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You're listening to Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson in for Bill Gunderson. It's been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hopefully, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening, everyone.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.